Friday, April 12th, Liturgy of the Hours, Evening Prayer. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. An Evening Prayer Hymn. Father, we thank Thee, who hast planted Thy holy name within our hearts. Knowledge and faith and life immortal, Jesus, thy Son, to us imparts. Thou, Lord, didst make all for thy pleasure, didst give man food for all his days. Giving in Christ the bread eternal, thine is the power, be thine the praise. Watch o'er thy church, O Lord, in mercy, save it from evil, guard it still. Perfected in thy love, united, cleansed and conformed unto thy will. As grain once scattered on the hillsides was in this broken bread made one, so from all lands thy church be gathered into thy kingdom by thy Son. And now the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon. The Lord has rescued my life from the grasp of hell. Alleluia. Psalm 116. I love the Lord, for he has heard the cry of my appeal, for he turned his ear to me in the day when I called him. They surrounded me, the snares of death, with the anguish of the tomb. They caught me, sorrow and distress. I called on the Lord's name. O Lord, my God, deliver me. How gracious is the Lord and just. Our God has compassion. The Lord protects the simple hearts. I was helpless, so he saved me. Turn back my soul to your rest, for the Lord has been good. He has kept my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from stumbling. I will walk in the presence of the Lord in the land of the living. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, God of power and mercy, through your Son's passion and resurrection, you have freed us from the bonds of death and the anguish of separation from you. Be ever with us on our pilgrimage, then we shall sing rather than weep. Keep our feet from stumbling, so that we may be able to follow you until we come to eternal rest. Repeating the antiphon, the Lord has rescued my life from the grasp of hell. Alleluia. In the second antiphon, the Lord watch over his people and protects them as the apple of his eye. Alleluia. Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the mountains, from where shall come my help? My help shall come from the Lord who made heaven and earth. May he never allow you to stumble. Let him sleep not your guard. No, he sleeps not nor slumbers, Israel's guard. The Lord is your guard and your shade. At your right side he stands. By day the sun shall not smite you, nor the moon in the night. The Lord will guard you from evil. He will guard your soul. The Lord will guard your going and coming both now and forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, Lord Jesus Christ, you have prepared a quiet place for us in your Father's eternal home. Watch over our welfare on this perilous journey. Shade us from the burning heat of day and keep our lives free of evil until the end. Repeating the antiphon, the Lord watches over his people and protects them as the apple of his eye. Alleluia. And the third antiphon, the Lord is my strength. I shall always praise him, for he has become my Savior. Alleluia. Revelation chapter 15. Mighty and wonderful are your works, Lord God Almighty. Righteous and true are your ways, O King of the nations. Who would dare refuse you honor or the glory due your name, O Lord? Since you alone are holy, all nations shall come to worship in your presence. Your mighty deeds are clearly seen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon, the Lord is my strength. I shall always praise him, for he has become my Savior. Alleluia. And our reading is from Hebrews chapter 5, verses 8 through 10. Son though he was, Christ learned obedience from what he suffered. And when perfected, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, designated by God as high priest according to the order of Melchizedek. And the responsory, the disciples rejoiced, alleluia, alleluia. The disciples rejoiced, alleluia, alleluia, when they saw the risen Lord, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The disciples rejoiced, alleluia, alleluia. In the Canticle of Mary, beginning with the antiphon, to destroy the power of hell, Christ died upon the cross. Clothed in strength and glory, He triumphed over death on the third day. Alleluia. And the Canticle of Mary can be found in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the Antiphon, to destroy the power of hell, Christ died upon the cross. Clothed in strength and glory, he triumphed over death on the third day. Alleluia. Enter into sessions. Let us praise Christ, the source of all life and the fountain of all virtue, by saying, Lord, establish your kingdom in the world. Jesus, our Savior, you died in your human nature, but were restored to life by the Spirit. Make us die to sin and live by the Spirit. Lord, establish your kingdom in the world. You sent your disciples into the world, the whole world, to preach the gospel to every creature. Inspire those who preach the gospel to live by your Spirit. Lord, establish your kingdom in the world. All power in heaven and on earth has been given to you to bear witness to the truth. Keep the hearts of those who govern us faithful to the truth. Lord, establish your kingdom in the world. You make all things new and command us to wait and watch for your kingdom. Grant that the more we look forward to a new heaven and a new earth, the more we may seek to better this present world. Lord, establish your kingdom in the world. You went down among the dead to bring them the good news of the gospel. Be the great joy for all the dead. Lord, establish your kingdom in the world. Let's say together in Our Father. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And our concluding prayer, let's pray. God our Father, look upon us with love. You redeem us and make us your children in Christ. Give us true freedom and bring us to the inheritance you promise. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to our everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.